Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is Emilio Ramos, who is responsible for a new movie, which is called Unpopular. The website, by the way, is unpopularthemovie.com. Emilio, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Jerry.
All right, so tell us about this movie, Unpopular.
Well, Unpopular is a film that was put together in order to be an evangelistic tool. That's really what it was made for. It's a resource for the church, and it's a message for the world. I mean, that's really the way that we have been describing it, so that believers will point as many people as they can to the website, so that they can watch the film. And actually, on the website, there's additional footage and additional video, with many different folks, talking about basic questions of Christianity. So, for example, we have videos of Ken Ham talking about creation, Jason Lyle, Dr. Jason Lyle from ICR, talking about atheism and things like that, answering questions about sin and the reliability of the Bible. But it's all on the website, unpopularthemovie.com.
All right. Now, the title itself, Unpopular, is that in reference to the idea that true Christianity, rightly understood, is unpopular?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, Jesus promised us that if we were to follow him, we would have to take up our cross and follow him. Also, Jesus said, if the world hates you, know that the world hated me before it hated you. And so that's exactly the way that we talk about it, is that when the gospel is presented in an uncompromised way, it really will not win any popularity contests with the culture. But it is the message that has the power to save. And that's why, as unpopular as it may be in the eyes of the world, we have to still be faithful to speak the truth.
All right. Now, much of the movie takes place in this ramshackle, old, abandoned church. And I actually, since the name of the church is right there, visible, I did a little quick Google search, and lo and behold, it's some out-of-use church in Kentucky. What's interesting, by the way, I had just learned this just in the last few weeks. If you see a church that's got the subtitle Union, like such-and-such Union Church, those are real popular around 1900, and they would fit the category of what we would use today, the phrase non-denominational church. Isn't that interesting? So where did you shoot this? And that was a cool place. How did you find it?
Yeah, indeed. Well, that, you know, that was part of the crew that found that just on different websites looking up old abandoned churches in Kentucky. And it just this thing just kind of dropped in our lap. Come to find out, actually, the city already has plans to demolish the church. And so really, the church was just perfect for what we wanted to symbolize, which was, you know, sort of the truth and the message of Christianity that in the eyes of the world, I mean, it may seem old and run down and outdated, but it is the power of God unto salvation. And so that's why we really we chose a spot, you know, a location like that. And it just ended up filming so perfectly.
Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, just speaking about the work of God, you could go to an inner city, and let's say you have a storefront church that's vibrant and lively, and they love God, and you compare that building, which is relatively ramshackle, let's say with a beautiful cathedral of Europe, where unfortunately that particular congregation is all but dead, right? And, you know, building-wise, the cathedral is fantastic. And yet here is God at work in this, you know, small storefront church. It's amazing the way the kingdom of God works.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, what we've done is we've decided to put this up on a place where, you know, anyone, any church that wants to faithfully proclaim the gospel can use this message. And matter of fact, I'm speaking at a church tonight that has it out on their billboard, unpopularthemovie.com, and is directing their community. They actually are situated on a highway where literally thousands and thousands of vehicles, probably over 100,000 vehicles a day, going by this little church and seeing the website, and we're already getting feedback of folks that have been touched and impacted by the message, and that's what it's all about. I mean, I did want to mention one thing.
Sure.
Instead of making these available on DVD, what we did is we made these a gospel track. That the only thing the gospel track does is invite people to watch the website. So if people go on to redgracemedia.com, at the top menu there, you can get those gospel tracks. And we have already been using them at the universities and passing them out in the thousands and getting them to college students. And we really encourage your listeners to do the same thing. Go to redgracemedia.com. And you can pick up your set of gospel tracks for Unpopular.
What's the genesis of this movie?
The genesis of this movie is that I was doing college ministry that I do on a regular basis, reaching out to college students and preaching the gospel there and sharing scripture with kids there. And I've been doing that for quite some time. I thought, you know, I really would like a resource that captures what I'm saying. College students, because honestly, we've done DVD handouts, and you know, because of where we are today, technology, a lot of college students tell me they don't even have a DVD player. So everything is so digital. And so I thought, you know what? What if I could just put a link into a college kid's hands, and he can look at it on his cell phone, he can look at it on his laptop, anywhere he's at. And so it was born out of that practical necessity. And let me tell you, when you tell a college student, this is a new film that was just put together for you, we have had very little people turn it away.
Hmm. Okay, but why the particular angle of the Unpopular? It's like, hey, this is a great movement for you to join. Oh, by the way, it stinks, and if you do, you're going to lose all your friends. I mean, I'm being facetious, but I'm just curious about that angle.
I think it captures the curiosity. I think it very much intrigues people as to what is this message that they're saying is so unpopular that, you know, there's some sort of stigma that they're attaching to it. And I think it's just a play on words, of course, because the unpopular message of the gospel, of course, is the greatest message in the universe. And so it definitely is a bit of a use of irony and a use of play on words there. And I think but at the same time, it's very honest because the Bible tells us, frankly, that the message of the cross is foolishness
yes.
to those that perish, but to those that are being saved, it is the power of God.
Yeah.
So you will always have that unpopular stigma attached to the gospel.
Yeah, that's a very good point. All right, there's a couple of guests that you have in there, and I know Dr. White, or at least I've interviewed him a couple times. Great guy.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I really picked two guys and I thought, you know, these are men that I trust,
mm-hmm.
Not just theologically, but I trust their character. And I thought, you know, moving forward, I want to pick two men that I know will not compromise the gospel in any way, and that I know that I can stand behind their ministry. These are faithful men of God. So, James White is a friend, and then Paul Washer was brought in, and he thankfully agreed to take part in this film. And so I just think that the Lord brought this half-hour presentation together quite well, and we're very pleased with the result, and we're very pleased with the impact that it's having.
Yeah, tell us about that. What kind of impact is it having?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting calls from churches, and we are getting Facebook, people reaching out and on social media or whatever, and people are showing this in their churches. I mean, they're doing a whole viewing night. Hmm. Where they will run it for their church, and then they'll go out and do evangelism. So the film is having an impact on the way the churches evangelize and whether or not they evangelize. And so I'm very pleased with that for certain. And on top of that, we're getting quite a bit of feedback from, well, internationally. I had a brother in Christ who translated the entire film into Arabic. And is going to be spreading it all over as far as he can in the Middle East with a YouTube link in Arabic subtitles where Arabic speakers can follow along. At the same time, I've been reached by people in Sweden, Croatia, they're going to be airing it on television. Well, it's literally going to be going out to millions of viewers. So the response has been a little surprising, but, you know, it's been great. So very pleased with it.
Where is it going to be shown on television?
This is going to be in Croatia and Sweden, if it hasn't already ran.
Wow. Two very different places. Sweden surprises me. I can understand Croatia only because of the, you know, they've had all the mayhem and so forth, and the disintegration in the society, and maybe something like this is being viewed as something to give hope. Sweden, my wife is from Norway, and I've been to Norway 13 times. I know it very well, Sweden once. But they're all smug and self-satisfied, although maybe the immigration problem lately is changing things a little bit.
Possibly. All we know is that we're happy that that film is having a global reach.
Absolutely. Okay, we have about a minute to wrap up. Anything else you want to say that hasn't been said about unpopularthemovie.com?
Yeah, I do. And I'm just grateful for what the Lord is doing. I want to remind people of the website redgracemedia.com because I'm going to be doing a conference with James White in Dallas here in the area. So people are interested in that. I know probably a lot of your listeners are probably fans of his and others. In October, we'll be doing a conference on evangelism, and so I thought maybe appropriate to mention that. But everything else, of course, they can go to either Red Grace Media or they can go to unpopularthemovie.com and start sharing it with their friends. I mean, that's really what this is all about.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Emilio Ramos we've been talking with on this portion of Vocal Point. Thanks, and God bless.